We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. It calls to us. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives richer, calmer, and frankly, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby or trails worth traveling to and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Whether you're looking for a laid-back walk with family or something more adventurous to get your heart pumping, AllTrails gives you the tools you need to get out there and find your outside. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, fantasy football survivors and NFL head coaches currently refreshing LinkedIn, welcome back to Too Many Balls. This is the only sports podcast where the takes are hot, the vibes are questionable, and somebody is definitely getting fired before this episode is over.
Stop it.
I'm your host, Brylan, but you already knew that. And today's episode is basically a group therapy session for football fans who just lived through another Black Monday, the college football playoff chaos, and a fantasy football season that took years off our lives. We're going to start with the NFL, where coaches are being fired so fast right now that some of them found out they were unemployed from Twitter or X, whatever. Not even a phone call. Just vibes, just notifications. Somewhere in America right now, a head coach is saying, "We're close, we just need more time." And the owner is saying, "Security, escort them out." Because if there's one thing the NFL loves more than football, it's panicking after week 18. Then we've got the college football playoff, where half the country is locked in and the other half is mad. And at least one fan base is convinced the committee personally hates them. You know who you are. Spoiler alert, they don't hate you. They just love ratings more. And finally, fantasy football. Yes, the game where you research for 6 months, lose by 1.4 points, and still convince yourself you're smarter next year. You trust projections, you trusted experts, and you trusted a guy named Kyle who had a feeling. And now you're just staring at the app like it owes you money. So buckle up. Because today we're talking coaches getting fired, playoff dreams getting crushed, and fantasy teams getting buried without a proper funeral. This is Too Many Balls. And buddy, we've got a lot to unpack. Let's get into it.
There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your outside.
All right, kicking everything off, Black Monday, aka the NFL's annual tradition of saying, "Thank you for your service. Now pack your office before lunch." Because every year, without fail, teams look at their season and go, "You know what the problem was? The guy on the sideline." And boom, fired. This year did not disappoint, ladies and gentlemen. Multiple teams woke up and chose violence. Coaches were gone before coffee finished brewing. Some of these firings felt planned. Others felt like the owner watched one last third and long and said, "Yeah, I've seen enough." And here's the wild part. Some of these coaches weren't even bad. They were just not miracles. The NFL has officially reached the point where rebuild means one season. Trust the process means 8 games. And we believe in you means start apartment hunting. Owners want Super Bowls immediately. Not progress, not growth, not vibes, unemployment. And now, we're heading straight into the coaching carousel where the same five dudes will interview for nine jobs. You already know the names: the former head coach who just needs the right situation, the coordinator everyone swears is a genius, the one guy who gets rehired every 3 years like a toxic ex, and fans will still convince themselves this time is different. It won't be, but we'll pretend anyway. All right, and if you thought the NFL coaching drama was wild, college football just said, hold my beer. The final four teams in the 2025-2026 college football playoff are set. And we've got some insane matchups ahead of this semifinal coming up here. We got Ole Miss and Miami, Fiesta Bowl semifinal. Miami absolutely shocked Ohio State and is riding a defense that terrorizes quarterbacks. They see him in their nightmares. Ole Miss has been gritty and explosive. This one could go down to the wire. And I'm pumped, ready to see this one. Then on the other side, we got Oregon versus Indiana. Peach Bowl semifinal here, people. Indiana's rolling, undefeated, and now a title favorite after dominating in the quarterfinals. But then you got Oregon. That offense is elite. They're dangerous, even when people sleep on them. Look, this is the kind of all-you-can-watch week football was made for. Two nights, two games, and only two teams make it to the national championship. Indiana's march has been legit. 14-0, with a balanced attack that's harder to stop than a grocery store checkout line in December. Meanwhile, Miami's defense has been wrecking brains. Sacks, turnovers, chaos. That matchup alone might be worth the price of admission. But the take is, for the Miami game, if they get to Ole Miss, we could see an upset. And in the other game, if Oregon's tempo dials up and Indiana's defense struggles early, we're going to see a shootout. Either way, whoa. This is the college football playoff content we crave as fans. We need this. And I'm locked in.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All right, now the part that hurts the most. Fantasy football. We drafted, we prayed, we lost lineups to injury. Let's have a moment of silence for the ones we lost. All right, that's enough. It was a joke. Sorry if anyone took offense to that. No one died in this. These are just random people that we drafted on our fantasy team. We may have lost money. That's why we're mad about it. We witnessed players we never thought would tank, absolutely tank. And collectively, we all said, next year will be better. Let's run through the awards. Fantasy MVP, one player who carried your team to wins you didn't deserve. You know who I'm talking about. Fantasy Villain of the Year. This is the guy who should have been the hero, but turned into the liability. You started him every week, because why not? Of course you would. He betrayed you. And you still haven't looked at that waiver wire the same way. Worst draft lie. Every league has one. Sure thing. That never came through. You know. Most painful loss. Lost by 0.2 points. Bench guy scores 30. Defense scored a negative number. That's emotional damage. Not just a loss. And I'm here for you. You see, fantasy football isn't a season. It's an emotional investment. And like all investments, sometimes you lose everything, but you still log into the app next year because hope is too powerful. All right, let's get into a rapid fire, just wrapping everything up here. NFL coaches are getting replaced faster than fantasy waiver wire pickups. The college football playoff is giving us must-watch games, and you better not miss it because I'm going to quiz you on it. And your fantasy league still hasn't healed. So here's the mantra: lose with dignity, draft with passion, and always start your studs most weeks.
Yeah, baby! Yeah!
All right, that's it for this week's episode of Too Many Balls. Thanks for hanging out, listening, and mourning with me. If you loved it, share it. If you didn't, tell me why so I can argue with you. Next week, if there's an episode, if we'll try to get a newer episode, I'll try not to make you wait a month, 2 months, 3 months, a year.
My detector test determined that was a lie.
We're going to try to get into draft stock for 2026, coaching rumors, and maybe a little baseball offseason chaos. There's a lot moving. You saw it. Till next time, remember, every season ends, but the takes never die. Love ya.
There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your outside.